Hi guys, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to another episode of Happy Chirp. Today I have with me Aruj Akhtar, who happens to be a sales director at RepStack, jiski detail mein hum abhi jayenge. We are going to talk about basically working women in Pakistan. What the environment is like in terms of, you know, career building, women empowerment, finding work, building a career. So I think I would really want to get into that discussion with Aruj. So let's talk to her. How are you, Aruj?
I'm great. How are you, Hamna?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming, making out the time for this.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Aruj, tell me a bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where were you born and raised?
All right. So I was born in Pakistan. And when you talk about raised, I was raised in almost every city of Pakistan.
Acha.
Because my father was from judicial background. And you know how in judiciary you keep getting postings. Mm-hmm. So like every 2-3 years I spent in any city, we used to get posted out after 2 years or 3 years, and in some cases after 1 year as well. So it was quite a struggle, but that struggle taught me lots of things, especially how to be more adaptive. So yeah, and then finally there came a point when we settled in Pindi, and till now I gained my adulthood in Pindi, and then I got all my further education from Rawalpindi after my fourth grade, so things became more stable.
So which cities did you spend most of your early years in? Which city were you born in?
I was actually, now here's a coincidence, I was born in Rawalpindi when we were posted here, and we happened to like the city so much that we built our home here.
Okay.
And then we lived in cities like Jhelum, Faisalabad, then Miavali, Taragang, and last station where we were posted was Rahim Yar Khan.
Okay.
So that was a district. But still, it was a very interesting experience.
And where are you from, like, you know, by blood? Where are you from?
Okay, so from my father's side, I am from Sialkot. And when you talk about my mother was born and raised in Qatar, Libya.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So, so I'm from...
everywhere. These,
yeah.
Right. And what was your life growing up like? I know you were moving a lot, but generally, was it, you know, did you enjoy that, or did you, you know, or did you not like moving around so much?
At the point, at like my early childhood years, I really enjoyed it. But then when I gained some, like, you know, maturity, and I felt that it was, you know, very hard for me. It was a challenge each time when we shifted to another city. I would tell you that there are different small little cultures inside of Pakistan in different cities.
That's true.
And then when we move from one city to another, there is a whole new art of people with their different mindsets. So unke saath cope up karna, and then learning their values, and then learning to adapt to them was difficult. But again, I won't call it a curse, because it proved out to be really great for my personal life, because it taught me a lot of things. How to settle in, how to deal with people, and then how to make your space, you know, where you're just an alien to them.
Yeah.
So, it was both. It was a privilege and it was a curse.
Yeah. And growing up, what did you want to be?
Growing up, so I wanted to join judiciary.
Okay.
I wanted
to... Okay, like your dad.
Yeah, he was my inspiration always and has been. So I really wanted to become a judge like him. But then when I got to hear that I'll have to go and do practice for that, law practice, at least 1-2 years, he compulsory to enter judiciary. That held me back. Okay. And I still sort of regret that, because maybe us time I felt that I do not have that much of confidence to go and talk in a court like a lawyer. But now when I feel and I think about it, so I think that that wasn't hard, because we have so many amazing female lawyers.
Yeah.
And we have so many female judges.
Yeah.
So that was I was maybe, you know, just not too mature to understand that, my capability. But now when I see and I will look back, so it was all about, you know, believing in myself.
Yeah.
So at that time, my parents used to tell me that you can't do it. But when I was like in my 9th or 10th grade, I was not too much sure about it.
Yeah.
So then I dropped off that idea.
Hmm.
When I completed my schooling, and I went to another venture that was having medical field.
Acha.
So, ab uske andar ye tha ke I developed interest in medical. Pehle judiciary mein isliye aaya because my father was a judge, so I used to go and I used to open up his books for some reason. Wo law ki books, they used to fascinate me a lot. When I completed my schooling, to maine kaha chalo let's see and explore this medical field. Kyun? Because my two elder sisters, they were already in their house shop and they had completed their medical school. So now they were doing their house shops, or phir unki jo ek journey thi wo badi interesting thi. So I thought ke I'll also pursue this. So puri family sisters doctors ho jayengi. So and then a sister, we are like four sisters and one brother. So jo third number wali sister thi, she was also trying to pursue medical at that time. So maine kaha ki chalo family business hi ho jayega.
You were the youngest sister?
Yeah.
Okay. Like daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So but then that idea also got dropped off.
Why?
Now here is the thing. I did develop my interest in medical, but when I pursued FSC pre-medical, what happened was that there was a time jab hum log, my sisters, they used to get lots of night calls, night duties. So wo hospital mein hoti thi. And me, my mother, we used to go and give them food, dinner, cook karke leke jana unke paas and unko dena. So we used to go to hospital, and for some reason, humna mujhe wo hospital ka ek environment, it used to give me anxiety. When I used to enter hospital, to mujhe thoda sa ek anxiety si hoti thi ke, okay, this environment, and then, you know, panic or thoda bahut emotional scenarios going on. So, and then, like there were times ke jab my sisters used to have their duties in emergency ward, to wahan par blood bhi gira hota tha. So that was like something, it convinced me not to pursue this field.
Right.
And this happened after my second year, because
second year. Achha.
Yeah, second year of FSC.
FSC, yeah.
So this happened after the second year of FSC, jab maine MCAT de diya tha, clear kar liya tha, and then I started to think that I have to do a job. Like if I get this medical degree, maine definitely
as a karna
hai. So then when I envisioned that if I'll have to work in a hospital, so mujhe idhar hi rehna padega, night duties bhi karni padengi. And then I'm a sort of a person, not many people know about this, but I cannot see cuts and wounds. I just cannot see them. So maine kaha ki how would I be able to do this? Would I able be able to, you know, operate someone when I'm not comfortable even looking at it? So that thing then put me off from medical field. And then I decided not to pursue medical.
It's interesting because both times you had that sort of self-awareness that this is something I don't think that I should be doing, you know, because a lot of people, you know, once they sort of, you know, decide something or get inspired by something, they don't really think about whether it really is for them, you know. So it's interesting that you can had that reflection consistently of whether you really want to do this or not, because a lot of people don't do that. They're either just doing what their parents are telling them or what people around them are telling them. Yeah, just cheez ka scope hai ya jo zyadatar log kar rahe hain. But it's nice that, you know, you really thought about it. That's good.
Thank you. Even though
you had given the MCAT.
Yeah. I had given the MCAT, and I had gotten the admission in the same university my sisters got passed out from. So wo sara that was settled. But then convincing my family that now I don't want to pursue this, that was really hard for me to do that because they were like, koi nahi, you will get used to of it. You are just young and you are just getting scared. But I was like, if I'm not comfortable at the place I'll be working at, I don't think that I want to pursue this field. So that was something it was like enlightening. It was very hard for me to decide not to pursue it because I got lots of, you know, comments that you really should be opting for it. Tumhari behne already doctor hai. Milke hospital banayenge. So things like that. Lekin I decided not to pursue it. And then when I proposed that I want to do business administration.
So different. I can imagine.
So when I proposed this idea at my home, so that was like totally a shift from whatever I wanted before and now whatever I want. Kyunki that was something none of my family members ever pursued. They were like, us waqt humna itni zyada fields nahi aayi thi, itni zyada awareness nahi thi. Us waqt there were like two main fields, doctor ya engineer. And then bank mein kaam kar liya, army mein chale gaye. So why I chose business administration? Kyunki I since my like childhood I do research about each and everything.
Okay.
So main research kar rahi thi ki what else fields I can choose. So usme CA bhi mere option mein aaya.
Theek hai.
Lekin CA maine isliye nahi kiya kyunki mathematics is something that I do not want to I did not want to pursue at that time. So and then I also had search ke if I start BBA, business administration, and for some reason I want to pursue CA afterwards. So CA ke kuch modules hote hain jo aap skip karke uske end wale modules de sakte ho if you are a business graduate.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So mere mind mein ye bhi option aa gaya ki chale, if this does not work out for me, I'll have another way around. So koi baat nahi, maths hai, I'll try to do it. I'll go through that. FSC kar liye to ye bhi ho jayega. So I pursued business administration. My family came to an understanding because they were always that do something where you feel you can make a mark on.
Okay.
And you can make your name in. So they were like, okay, if you feel that this is the field where you can be confident and you can let the world know about you, so go ahead, pursue it. So maine kaha theek hai. I got ab us waqt I did not have much information about universities ke kaun si university mein jana hai kyunki mujhe medical colleges iski sari research ki hui thi Rifaa ki Islamic International ki to universities ka mujhe kuch zyada idea nahi tha. So what I did was that mere ghar ke jo kareeb university thi, that was Fatma Jinnah. So I just applied there and I got my admission there. I did not apply anywhere else kyunki already main bahut late
ho gaye the.
Aur agar main aur late karti to I did not have any option left. So Fatma Jinnah was the only option jiske admissions abhi tak open the and that was near my home. So I applied there. So I got my admission. I started my business administration. So in the beginning it was quite I would say an experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Kyunki in the beginning again I had shifted again from like two fields jinko main consider kar rahi thi, and I ended up in BBA. I was really confused ke if this will work out or not. I was scared that if I'll be able to do and accomplish my career.
Yeah, and understand these subjects, right? Because you've been studying science. Yes.
So, khair, first semester started off and I decided ki ab jo bhi hai na, I'll have to ace it. So, maine ab karna hai, I'll have
that.
To.
Jo bhi hai, I'll have to ace it.
So, bas I started off and first semester guzra, I just understood people there. Kyunki whenever I go somewhere, I first understand my environment. So, ek environment kaisi thi. I went from like all my life I started in the private sector. This was a government one. So understanding people around me, understanding ke what are the processes, and then definitely when you go from college to university, to vaise bahut bada difference hota hai. So when I understood each and everything, I got to know ke Fatma Jinnah is a university that is very underrated. Kyunki, now why I say this? Because there are so many opportunities that are present in these universities, Fatma Jinnah, Qaed-e Azam, US aid programs, exchange programs, and even British Council ke programs, they directly come to this university. And yaha se they shortlist their students, they shortlist students for other opportunities. And then I also availed many opportunities being in Fatma Jinnah. So I was, made the president of Event Society, or I started to work with British Council while I was studying.
Okay.
So that was something like that really, you know, boosted my confidence. I'm going somewhere. This is happening. So other than studies, I started to participate in extracurriculars, sports, because sports were very much. And then events were very much Fatma Jinnah.
I've heard the teachers at Fatma Jinnah are really good.
They are extremely good.
Yeah, like anybody who I meet from Fatma Jinnah, they always have good things to say about it. And the teachers, and even the girls that I meet from Fatma Jinnah, they're so confident. They're confident, they know so much, they're very ambitious. They have goals, like, and like this is something that I've noticed in girls from Fatma Jinnah. So I think I understand what you're saying. Yeah
exactly. And you know the reason behind it, because Fatma Jinnah, they are only females.
Yeah.
And when you talk about these studies, you have to, you know, go for lots of assignments, projects, and all these things. So, ye hame total apne own pe karna hota tha. So we had no other help. Ye sab ko jana, different companies mein jana, interviews conduct karana, and then there is such a great healthy competition jo wahan par start ho jata hai university mein, ke you want to come at the top, and not only like studies wise, wahan par itni zyada chori chori societies hain aap, or and then you know you become a part of them, and then you try to, you know, excel in those societies that gets you confidence, that gets you going. Uske baad unke job fairs bahut zyada exciting hote hain. So yeah, Fatma Jinnah is like a great, great opportunity to be in. Mujhe us waqt nahi pata tha. When I entered my first semester, I knew no one. All my friends, they were like in different universities of Islamabad. Maine Islamabad ki university choose nahi ki, because that was far away from my home and I did not want to travel daily. So I just chose whatever was near. Kyunki us waqt mujhe itni awareness nahi thi ki universities ka bhi impact padta hai aapki studies pe. So but when I got there, to pehle semester mein, I did hear some point of views ke you shouldn't have chosen this, maybe. You should have chosen fast, maybe.
Fast or Beria.
So I got worried because of this in my first semester. Ke mujhe lag raha tha ke shayad maine properly university ki research nahi ki apni.
But in hindsight, now you think that it was a good decision, right?
It was. It turned out to be a great decision for me. So I enjoyed my time. I had some amazing friends. And those friends that I made in Fatma Jinnah, they are also excelling in their careers.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I know. I've seen that pattern with, you know, girls from there. So then what was your first job after graduation?
Okay, so first job started off when I was studying with British Council. And uske baad then I did my internship after that. So internship maine Bank of Punjab mein ki. And then I started to work at another company that was like remote based. Not a very good experience, I will tell you. Why? Because that was remote. And uspe ye hota tha, I started off as their salesperson. So usme ye hota tha that you just you were given a dialer and you have to keep dialing on it. They used to give us like 1,000, 2,000 leads, or unme se like 100 या 200 calls में से एक pick हो जाए तो बहुत बड़ी luck की बात थी.
And you had to then convert those sales, right?
Yeah. And the problem was that we could not even talk to those people. There was a keyboard जिससे हमने ऑपरेट करना होता था, एंड दैट वाज अ रोबोटिक वॉइस दैट यूज्ड टू गो आउट.
ओके,
या सो दे वर लाइक स्ट्रेट हैंकअप्स, और देर वाज नो बेस सैलरी एज वेल.
ओके,
सो क्या था दैट यू हैव टू कीप कॉलिंग, एंड लेट्स से इफ यू गेट एनी कॉल्स पिक्ड, तो आप उस यू विल जस्ट गेट सम अमाउंट ऑफ कमीशन ऑन दैट. सो देर वॉज नो बेस सैलरी. आई कंटिन्यूड विद देम फॉर लाइक 2-3 months एंड देन आई लेफ्ट इट. तो आफ्टर कंप्लीटिंग माई यूनिवर्सिटी मैंने सोचा, आफ्टर डूइंग दिस जॉब एज वेल, आई थॉट ऑफ इन्हांसिंग माई स्किल सेट.
ओके,
I did not want to just start off with a job. I wanted to have some more skill set, right? Because abhi tak maine sirf educational level tak padha tha university mein. I wanted to see and I wanted to explore ke is business administration field mein kaun se skill sets hain jinko main, you know, I'll just polish them and I'll end up with better opportunities. So I got to learn about a platform, DG Skills.
Right.
वहाँ से I got freelancing courses, I got digital marketing, graphic designing. I enhanced my skills.
Yeah, and you paid for these courses and everything?
Like, no, it's all free.
Okay, DG it was
skills,
free.
Yep,
DG Skills is free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's free. And I enhanced my skill set. And again, amazing instructors on that platform were there. So I got lots of amazing knowledge. After that, then I thought, okay, now I'll apply again.
Okay.
To a better opportunity, maybe this time. So I started my search, or search ke beech mein kya hua ke I started Fiverr. I just set up my Fiverr account and I started content writing on Fiverr. So uske upar main content likhti thi, and I used to bid on some projects, and then I used to get a few of them. So unko maine complete kiya, and then I thought of creating my own blog.
Okay.
So, because I was like, since like my teenage life, I was very much into fitness.
Okay.
So, and weight training.
Okay.
So, I wanted to write about it. मैंने कहा कि अपना ब्लॉग आर्टिकल स्टार्ट करते हैं.
ओके,
सो आई स्टार्टेड ऑफ, आई क्रिएटेड अ विक्स वेबसाइट, एंड मैंने अपने ब्लॉग्स लिखना शुरू किए. उरूद्स कैश उसका नाम किया, एंड माई ब्लॉग्स गॉट ग्रेट रिव्यूज, एंड उस पर कमेंट्स भी आते थे, अननोन लोगों के कमेंट्स आते थे. फ्रेंड्स को तो मैं कह ही देती थी ये कमेंट करना, बट आई स्टार्टेड गेटिंग व्यूज, लॉट्स ऑफ देम. एंड देन वेल आई वॉज राइटिंग दोज ब्लॉग आर्टिकल्स, आई वॉज ऑल्सो लर्निंग अबाउट SEO.
हाँ,
कि मैं उनको रैंक कैसे करूँ बेटर.
कैन यू प्लीज टेल अस अबाउट SEO फॉर ऑल द गर्ल्स दैट आर वॉचिंग, व्हाट इज SEO?
आई वुड लव टू. सो SEO स्टैंड्स फॉर सर्च इंजन ऑप्टिमाइजेशन. सो वेन एवर यू आर राइटिंग अ पीस ऑफ कॉन्टेंट, तो इफ यू वॉन्ट इट टू रैंक बेटर ऑन गूगल, कि मतलब लेट्स से इफ आई सर्च वेट ट्रेनिंग ऑन गूगल, तो सबसे टॉप आर्टिकल कौन सा आए, तो इफ आई वॉन्ट यू मेरा आए, तो आई हैव टू डू SEO ऑफ माई आर्टिकल. उसमें कीवर्ड रिसर्च होती है. आप करेक्ट कीवर्ड सर्च करते हैं गूगल पे जाके, एंड देन यू ऐड दोज कीवर्ड्स एंड यू ऐड सम बैक लिंक्स फ्रॉम अदर ब्लॉग आर्टिकल्स टू योर ब्लॉग, सो दैट पीपल कम एंड देन व्हेन दे टाइप वेट ट्रेनिंग और फिटनेस, तो आपका ब्लॉग आर्टिकल बेटर रैंक करे.
ओके, या
क्योंकि मोस्टली व्हेन वी सर्च समथिंग ऑन गूगल हम टॉप 3-4
या वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू गो टू द नेक्स्ट पेज और द नेक्स्ट पेज. सो इफ यू वांट पीपल टू सी इट, यू नीड टू नो हाउ टू यू नो डू एन SEO फॉर.
एग्जैक्टली.
एंड दैट्स नॉट जस्ट लाइक फॉर ब्लॉग्स और आर्टिकल्स, बट व्हाटएवर वेबसाइट यू हैव, इफ यू आर सेलिंग अ प्रोडक्ट और एनीथिंग, द बेटर SEO यू हैव, द मोर चांसेस यू हैव ऑफ बीइंग डिस्कवर्ड.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, I used to do SEO, and then I got my articles ranked really good on Google.
So did you how did you learn SEO? Did you take courses for SEO then?
Yeah.
Okay.
DG Skills. Okay. I was learning, and then I was implementing it on my blog.
Okay.
Side by side.
Okay.
So I also got content writing course from there, and then you know how to do SEO of them.
Yeah.
Graphic designing, so I was doing everything. I was enjoying myself doing that. But again, that was some like side hustle. I wanted to focus on my professional career as well.
Okay, yeah. And at this point, you weren't doing a job.
Yeah, I wasn't.
So
doing
you
the were job.
You had Fiverr, and you had your own blog.
Yeah,
right.
So one day on LinkedIn, I was just researching, and I got another job opening. I saw, so that was for an account manager.
Okay. Yeah.
So account manager, I thought that I'll just, you know, be able to score this job because talking was like, and then, you know, managing people was the art I already mastered. Okay. And I was posting and, you know, I was adapting.
Yeah.
So I applied for that job and that was a remote based company. And I got that job.
Okay.
It was like, it went really amazing.
Okay.
1 year ka contract tha unke saath, and I started off as their account manager. I managed their clients. There were like 40 to 60 clients. Unke bhi US-based clients the sare. To unko main manage karti thi, unko deal karti thi. That was a digital marketing agency. Wo log, now unki services thi SEO. And graphic designing and website development. So all those skills that I learned in during the period I was free from DG Skills, I was now able to talk about these things in my job, though being an account manager. So that job went pretty well. And now when I was working at Strategem as their account manager, what happened was that my mother came in and she was like, do you think ke tumhe lectureship bhi dekhni chahiye?
Acha.
To maine kaha, why is that so? She said ke that's more stable career. You might be able to excel in that. To maine kaha, haan, theek hai, I can look towards that. So she said ke why not then? Maine kaha uske liye, but I'm just a bachelor's degree holder. I'll need a master's degree.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said yes. So she said ke I really want ke you try it once.
Okay.
You go to education sector.
Okay.
Maine kaha sahi hai, I'll try it. Why not? So I got myself enrolled in MA English in the University of Lahore. So ab usko maine uske courses uthaye, uske books mangwa li, and maine kaha ke I'll get myself home tutoring, and then I will just go and give the exams. So ऐसे ही मैंने परस्यू किया उसको, एंड इट टर्न्ड आउट टू बी रियली गुड. सो आई वाज डूइंग अ जॉब विद अ कंपनी, एंड साथ साथ आई वाज डूइंग
द अकाउंट मैनेजर पोजीशन. या ओके.
साथ साथ एमए इंग्लिश. सो नाउ व्हेन आई गेव माय फर्स्ट ईयर एग्जाम्स ऑफ एमए इंग्लिश, आई पास्ड विद फ्लाइंग कलर्स. बड़े अच्छे मार्क्स आए. आई गॉट रियली हैप्पी कि चलो ये भी हो गया. पार्ट टू के कोर्सेज उठा लिए, and then finally mera part 2 bhi clear ho gaya. Now mera agreement renew hona tha company
with
ke
the company.
Yeah. So after 1 year, but then I did not get it renewed because to go to a lectureship position in a university, you have to have some experience. So maine kaha ki why not get some educational experience then. Agar main कंपनी में काम करती थी, आई नॉट हैव एनी एक्सपीरियंस. तो मैंने जो भी ये डिग्री की है, सो आई वोंट यू नो इट वोंट बी ऑफ गुड फॉर मी. तो टू गेट दैट एक्सपीरियंस मैंने अपना कॉन्ट्रैक्ट नहीं रिन्यू करवाया, एंड आई जस्ट स्टार्टेड अप्लाइंग फॉर टीचिंग जॉब्स एट सम स्कूल्स, कॉलेजेस एंड यूनिवर्सिटीज. यूनिवर्सिटीज का मुझे पता था नहीं मिलेगी बिकॉज दे ड्यू want you to have at least master's level. MPhil.
Yeah.
So colleges se bhi koi response wagera nahi aaya, and then there was like a government opening hoti thi of teachers. So I tried to apply and I tried to score that job, lekin whenever I used to call wo number answer hi nahi karte the. Wo openings aati thi and then I used to call them. मैं सुबह स्पेशली 9-10 बजे उठती थी कॉल करने के लिए, बट देन दे नेवर यूज टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट. तो मैंने कहा कि नाउ व्हाट. देन आई थॉट अबाउट इट. नाउ हम ना, हियर इज द थिंग, इस सब के बीच में व्हाई डिडंट आई जस्ट गो एंड आस्क फॉर हेल्प, या किसी से क्यों नहीं कहा कि मेरी जॉब करा दें. दैट वॉज समथिंग दैट वॉज लाइक, पता नहीं हमारी, इट्स इन आर ब्लड, इट्स इन आर ब्लड, लाइक वी वॉन्ट आस्क फॉर यू नो के डू दिस फेवर फॉर मी. नॉट इवन हम मतलब आपस में सिबलिंग्स भी नहीं मांग रहे होते फेवर्स एक दूसरे से. सो दैट्स वाई आई डिड नॉट डू दैट. आई वॉन्टेड टू
do it myself.
Yeah, I want you to do it myself.
अपने merit पे अपनी उससे हाँ makes sense.
So, because at that time I had some friends of mine जो school में already teach कर रही थी. रूट्स में टीच कर रही थी बीकन में कर रही थी बिकॉज दे स्टार्टेड एज अ टीचर टीचिंग करियर तो मैंने उनको भी नहीं बताया कि आई एम लुकिंग एट दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी तो व्हाट आई डिड वाज के मैंने अपनी सीवी आई जस्ट गॉट इट प्रिंटेड मैंने उसके 10-12 प्रिंट्स निकलवाए एंड ऑल द लोकल स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेजेस इन माय एरिया आई जस्ट वेंट देयर एंड मैंने वहाँ पर ड्रॉप कर दी अपनी सीवीज तो The same afternoon, I got some calls and they offered me good packages. Not as good as the company offered me. Lekin when you talk about education sector, aapka thoda sa hota hai, difference aata hai is tarah. To maine kaha chalo, it's for better good. Ek opportunity mujhe pasand aayi usme se. I wanted to avail it. So the very next day, I called them back and
I went for it.
Yeah. I'll go for it. And next day, I was like with them. So they offered me English teacher along with a vice principal. I started working as their English teacher. So ab kya hua ke saath hi COVID hit. Aur schools band ho gaye. So... क्लासेस ऑनलाइन चली गई एंड आई स्टार्टेड अगैन वर्किंग फ्रॉम होम तो मैं घर से ही क्लासेस लेती थी एंड देन आई वॉज डूइंग सम मार्केटिंग फॉर दैट स्कूल सिस्टम बिकॉज आई वॉज योर वाइस प्रिंसिपल एज वेल सो आई हैड टू टेक केयर ऑफ दैट पार्ट टू
व्हिच स्कूल वाज दिस
ग्लोबल स्कूल सिस्टम
ओके
या तो आई हैड टू डू दैट एज वेल तो मैं उस उन दोनों चीज़ों को साथ लेके चलने लग गई नाउ उसके साथ साथ ना वट happened was ki mere marketing skills bhi they were getting enhanced or then I was getting more hands on experience towards teaching and lectureship so that was a win win so then I did pursue it for a while maine ek saal tak maine job ki and then I got to feel ke there are pros and cons of this field as well
okay
and for some reason the cons like overweighed the pros
yeah outweighed
huh? yeah so when that happened maine kaha ke lectureship maine pursue karunga
sahi you realize this is not something you want to do
yeah okay. yeah cuz like there were a few things that hit me and they were like I don't think I'll be pursuing this career pros ke andar you get holidays you get lots of holidays with the kids and with the students and then there were some cons ke even on weekends you're not free
I think there's a lot of work
there is a lot of work there is a lot of work in education sector that we do not maybe even realize ke ye the teachers they are working too hard extremely hard and then you will be amazed to hear this out In some schools, there is a rule that a teacher cannot sit in the class. And if she starts off...
Oh, she has to just keep standing. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
If she starts off at 8 a.m., she has to keep standing till 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And she cannot sit. And even in the breaks, she'll have to give a duty. To, you know, look after the kids. So, these were a few things I never knew about. And I got to know about them. I got to experience them.
And I think with teaching, you take a lot of work home.
Yes.
You take a lot of work home. Teaching is just something, you come, you do it with the students. But there's so much more that you have to do. Even on the smallest levels, I think even as preschool teachers or primary school teachers, the checking, the examination, the soft boards.
Yes.
Then, you know, annual day aare, sports day aare, uski prep. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then lesson planning for each, you know, class and everything. My mom has always been a teacher.
Wow.
So I know she's always been in education. So I have a very good idea of the amount of work that goes into this. Because then she was, you know, senior mistress, headmistress, principal. She's done it all. Now she has her own school. I've also worked in her school. So I know very well.
Okay.
Yeah. I know what you mean about the work.
So again, I would say that we owe so much to these teachers. Like, they do too much.
Yeah.
They are working so much. Yeah. And again, we don't even realize it.
Yeah, it's very like, it's not acknowledged enough.
Yes, it's not. It's not.
Agreed, yeah.
So, when I got into this field and I got into that, you know, grind, that time I came to know, okay, there is too much work for a teacher. And I started to respect this profession a lot more then.
Yeah.
honestly,
yeah.
I gained a lot of more respect for this profession.
So then when you realize the cons, then what?
Okay. So then I started looking for another opportunity, again in corporate sector.
Okay.
So corporate sector may I then decided that this time I need to select a great kind of a company for me and I'll stick around it. So when I was in like school teaching, I got my nikah. So COVID times kendari. So I was now nikah fight.
Yeah.
So I was looking for job opportunities. I told my husband about it as well. And one day, randomly, he just messaged me. There is an amazing company, Repstack. And it's an emerging company. And it has an amazing culture. So he sent me their LinkedIn profile and their Instagram handle. So many research cues. So it just clicked. I was like, this is amazing culture.
Yeah.
Why? Because I research about their CEO, their COO, CFO. When I saw their videos, their pictures, they were just blending in with the employees just like their friends.
So,
mujhe wo bada ek achha kisam ka culture laga. And then I saw lots of women in that company.
Yeah.
So, that was again something.
It's a big plus.
Yes.
Yeah. I think especially when women are looking for jobs, it's a huge plus to see that there's lots of women working.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. You can tell what the environment is going to be like. You can tell that it's a safe space if there's lots of women in the company.
Yeah. True. True.
Yeah.
So I saw their pictures and I was like, okay, I need to apply here. So for this, I first, you know, read their guidelines. I did my research on Repstack. So I got to know that they have a criteria of hiring. And us criteria mein kya aata tha? You need to have a home office. You need to have a proper laptop device.
Yeah, because I think it's all remote.
It's all remote.
Yeah.
So, and I did not want to, you know, screw up my interview. I wanted to nail it.
Okay.
So,
like you had decided, I need to get in there, so I have to do well in this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to do extremely well in the interview. So, I saw their job openings and then I saw their job descriptions at what they were hiring for. So I started preparing. Ab uske andar maine kya kiya ki I had my room. So I maine usi mein ek home office set up kiya apna and then I got a ring light for myself. I took out my laptop again. Usko maine dobara update kiya and I got a webcam for myself because again it's a remote base, so you will need to have a camera or a webcam. So once everything got settled in, I finally applied. So I applied and I got my screening interview. So that went pretty well. So tab tak jab tak screening interview call aayi thi, maine resign put up kar diya tha.
Sahi.
So screening interview hua, it went really well. And then I got my final interview with the HR team. Wo ek Zoom interview tha, that also went really good. And then I was like given the offer letter from Repstack.
Right.
So that was like very exciting for me when I received that call. So I got really happy ke, okay, yes, I did it. So I just achieved another milestone. So wo kiya and I got onboarded with Repstack. Now when I got into Repstack, I was amazed. Why I was amazed? Because when you get into a company, you are maximum told about their operations, ke acha is tarah operations hai, ye aapka work here, you will be able, you will be you know, asked to do this, and you'll be expected to deliver this. But here at Repstack, when they onboarded me, they had a whole Repstack Success Academy.
Okay.
And they had several paid courses.
Okay.
That they gave me to get trained on. And then they had proper trainers.
Okay.
Who were training me up.
Okay. So when they hire someone, they train them first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they pay you for your training.
Okay.
They pay you for getting trained on paid courses.
So they've incentivized that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
And then like when they were giving me those trainings, so there were like points that I used to get sometimes confused because जो CRMs उनके पास paid को high level pipeline pro ये सारे paid CRMs हैं, so Repstack had those, and then Repstack had some paid trainings, and then they have lots of joint ventures with other companies in US, तो उनकी trainings थी, तो I got very much overwhelmed when I joined, कि ये क्या है, so will I be able to cope up with this, तो बहुत fast pace है चीजें, तो they even understood that, so unhone mere sath special ek training buddy assign kar di, and that girl, she used to train me, she used to, you know, help me out, ke, okay, if you're stuck here, I'll help you out,
right?
So I joined in as an account manager associate, so I got my trainings. First week was really overwhelming. Slack tha for communication, ClickUp tha, it's a project management tool, so everything was really new to me, and it was like very dreamy. Why was it dreamy? Because mujhe yakeen nahi aa raha tha ki how is everyone so much supportive. Kyunki when you go into another company, not many, there are 2-3 people who are very supportive, but yahan par main jiske paas jisse baat karti thi, that person was like, kabhi if you ever need help, just reach me out.
Yeah, so the whole environment was like that.
Yeah. So I spent my 1 month training and I was like really happy. Okay, I have landed at an amazing place. So now after 1 month, once you are trained, and then once, you know, they feel that you can now be placed with a client in US or UK, so they say that you're client ready. So my client ready hui, and I was ready to be placed with a client. At the same time, I heard that there are 2 job openings for Repstack internal team as well.
Okay.
So maine kaha yahan par bhi apply kar dete hain. It is like going with a client is as good as going in internal team of Repstack.
Right.
They're both are equally good. So maine kaha ki jab tak client nahi milta tab tak I'll also opt for this role. Ho sakta hai if I get selected here, so why not? I love to work for Repstack internal team. So there were 2 openings. Maine apply kiya account management ke liye, to be account manager of Repstack. Jo Repstack clients ko deal kare. So maine apply kiya, I got another interview from our director of operations. She was an amazing woman, and she interviewed me. She liked me a lot, and she said, "Okay, okay, now you are CEO. Athar will interview you."
Okay. So
I said, "Okay." So Athar, COO, he interviewed me, and he also really liked me. So in my interview, I talked about one of my upselling strategy, okay, how I used to upsell the offerings to the clients. Now from there, he picked up on this thing, and he saw something in me that even I did not know about. That was a salesperson hidden inside me.
You know how to sell.
So he saw that hidden salesperson, and he said, okay, you're good to go from my side. You will have 1 more interview. I was like, अच्छा मुझे तो कहा था कि ये final interview है, लेकिन चले, I'll get in 1 more interview. That was with the CEO. That was Azhar. So Athar was looking after the account management side. He was the chief of that department. And then Azhar was the chief of sales department. So Azhar interviewed me, and then after his interview, I was sent out a message that we have selected you for the sales role.
Right.
So sales manager role for Repstack. So now when I got to hear about this, so mera wo jo pichla experience tha, when I told about. So that was not good. And
the phone one.
That made me worried.
Maine yahi thodi karna hoga. Because that was also converting sales and this was also converting sales.
तो अब मैं होगी परेशान तो मैंने कहा ये तो चीज अपोजिट हो गई है सो मैंने कहा कि ओके आई गॉट वरीड एंड आई वाज लाइक के नाउ व्हाट डू आई डू आई डू नॉट वांट टू इवन रिफ्यूज देम बिकॉज़ आई रियली लाइक दिस कंपनी अ लॉट सो आई जस्ट मैसेज माय हस्बैंड आई आस्क्ड हिम के दिस हैज हैपेंड नाउ What should I do? What should I say? So he said, "Ke opt for a sales role. It's an amazing role." So I said, "I had a bad experience." He said that you were not at the right place.
Yeah.
At right time.
Yeah.
So I said, "Okay." And then there was one of the directors of Repstack. Now here's an interesting fact. In Repstack, we have 6 departments.
Okay.
And 6 departments, ki 4 directors are female. Only 2 are male.
Okay.
And those like and I'm one of them now. So all of them are so, you know, compassionate and they are so humble. Okay, one of them, she just called me in her Zoom room and she coached me. She said, okay, this is a better opportunity. If Athar and Azhar are up, you know, they saw something in you, that means that you are good at this. So maine kaha then let's do it. Itna kiya hai, I'll do this. So I opted for this role and I started off as a sales manager. So why they wanted me in sales? Because us waqt sales department ke andar they had very few people. And account management mein already there were a few people, ladies. So I started off and then maine kaha, okay, now I have to ace it. Again. So मैंने start off किया, मैंने थोड़े से processes को समझा कि क्या process है, sales का क्या process है, कैसे leads कैसे आती हैं, what should we do? And I started taking, now Repstack के अंदर ही, there are coaches, there are different coaches that they have hired to coach their associates and then their internal team members. So I went to those coaches and I ask them ke what are, you know, some of the sales SOPs that I should be building up, kyunki ye department build up ho raha tha abhi. It only had one person who was the director and I was the manager and no one else. So and Azhar was the chief. So ye build up karna tha, to maine kaha ki I have to build it up very strong. So I got up, you know, lots of coaches. Maine unki coachings li pehle ek do mahina. I created a whole sales plan and sales plan create kiya, sales SOPs create kiye, and then I started hiring for sales team. Kyunki we needed SDRs, we needed sales coordinators. So wo hiring start ki, sales team mein new log hire kiye, and then we started off the operations of sales. And that went out really, really successful. So it went so great. Okay, like maybe 3 months probation ke andar andar, I was able to close more than 69 deals.
Oh wow!
Like within my 3 months probation. So I was amazed. Like closing a deal. एक वो जगह थी जहाँ कॉल पिक की नहीं होनी थी एंड दिस प्लेस आई क्लोज 69 डील्स माई सेल्फ
कॉन्फिडेंस को सही बूस्ट मिला होगा
बिल्कुल आसमान पे पहुंच गया एंड दैट कॉन्फिडेंस इट गेव मी अ ड्राइव टू डू मोर टू डू या एग्जैक्टली सो And then, like, after 3 months, probation got completed and I was awarded with a very, very, like, first title of Repstack, Rising Star. They created it just for me. Okay, we will create it for Uruj Akhtar because she has performed in this manner. So what happened was that then after 6 months, I kept on growing. I kept on growing my sales team. They were like, you know, now... booming as well. So in their particular domains. So then after 6 months I was given employee of the month. Again, bahut zyada boost confidence ko mila. So I worked even more hard then.
Positive
hard.
Reinforcement bahut zyada ho rahi
thi. Yes.
Yeah.
So when that positivity used to come in, मैं और ज्यादा वर्क हार्ड करती थी तो ऐसा ही था कि अच्छा ये कर लिया
आई थिंक दैट स्पीक्स अ लॉट अबाउट द कल्चर एज वेल राइट लाइक दे रिवॉर्ड यू एंड अवार्ड यू सो then you do better. Yeah.
Exactly. And then
appreciation hai basically.
Bahut zyada. Haan. Bahut zyada. Aap work hard karo to aap matlab you see my journey from an from an account manager to sales manager and uske baad continuous appreciation and then there came a point after 1 year when I hit my 1 year in RepSec, I was given the directorship of the department.
Yeah, sales director.
So, and then when I was given this title, I sat back and I thought about it. Ki, how did I get this title in the first place? So, you know, Amna, there is a saying that your mind is like a plant. You need just water to grow it.
Yeah.
So for me, my water, my sunlight, my oxygen, everything was RepSec. So RepSec became everything and it became so important for me ki maine hardly koi chutti ki hogi in my like 1 year period. So I feel so excited going to work, getting up ready for work. Kyun? Kyunki mujhe pata hai appreciation bahut zyada hai. So when I sat back and I thought about it ki how did I come from here to there. So when I thought about it, to maine soch mere mind mein ye baatein aayi ki there was so much a support. Pehli baat, I used to get so much support from my peers, from the chiefs, from other women, from even the male members, because itni gender equality hai. Aisa nahi hai ki if we are 65% women employed, women empowered company, it's not like ke men ko hum discriminate karte hain. Nahin.
Equal.
We keep them equal. Yeah. If we are celebrating Mother's Day, usi zeal ke saath we celebrate Father's Day.
Right.
So we take initiatives for both the genders. So there is no glass ceiling effect.
Yeah.
To wo jab matlab ye mind mein aaya na ki there is no glass ceiling effect and there is so much support and if I'll work hard, if I'll strive, to I'm gonna thrive.
Yeah.
So ye jab mindset bana, to I started working hard and still I even after becoming the director, I each day I go in and I invest myself into my work because I know ke uska reward hai. Aur uska reward matlab without any discrimination. So whatever you do, you're gonna get rewarded for that.
Yeah. So right now you're in the internal team at RepStack, right? But generally, what do RepStack do? They connect freelancers to clients. Is that how they work, or they sort of provide talent to different companies?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So what they do is that we provide talent, especially young talent, like with 1 to 2 years of experience. We give them opportunities to work with top digital marketing agencies in US,
digital
Canada,
okay.
UK,
so basically
or
you look for digital marketing talent in Pakistan and provide opportunities for those people to companies abroad.
Yes.
Okay.
And we make sure that we train the person ourselves.
Okay.
We polish their skills so much that the skill set digital marketing agencies need, we enable them to do those things for them.
So it's not like, okay, you're just finding the talent and then connecting them. So you first sort of recruit that talent.
Yes.
You train them, you teach them, and then you connect them.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have
that's good. So they're ready for that company.
Yeah, they're ready for that. And then there is a whole RepStack culture that's they're in. Like we have Slack, we have Karma initiatives for them. Karma was like something our associates loved. We take care of their health insurances, we take care of any problems, we take care of their, you know, internet backups. And there are so many things we invest ourselves in these associates.
Okay.
So and then when the associate from RepStack they go with the client, we still are in touch with the client and we make sure the associate is thriving. And if the associate needs any other trainings or any other on the job equipment or any other on the job knowledge, we provide that to them.
Okay.
So we get those trainings and then we have whole internal departments. Like if we are placing a marketing associate, we have a whole marketing department. So that marketing department helps those people out if they're stuck. And same goes for sales. Agar koi sales ka banda place hota hai, that person gets stuck, I call them in sales room. We train them and we help them to work with a client.
Okay, so I want to talk to you a bit about, because, you know, you've shared your journey of, you know, finding that first job and then, you know, switching from place to place, switching fields, and then finally ending up in sales, something that you didn't think you would end up eventually doing. Can you talk to me a bit about the struggles of, you know, building your career and finding that right job? Especially as a woman, but generally overall as well, after sort of graduating, what are your thoughts on that? Or what are some things that, you know, maybe all those women that are listening now could be keeping in mind when they are thinking of building a career? Because I think we don't have enough of that conversation going on around us where we're lost.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say about that?
Okay, so this is a very interesting question, because even me myself, I had to struggle a lot to get to this point. So I would suggest each and every woman who is watching me today, I would advise them to work hard and never give up. Keep working hard. Keep working hard till you reach that point. And if you feel you're not being appreciated, or if your work is not being considered at some place, switch to a better opportunity. Right now, for like me, my mind says only Repstack. Kyunki yahan par mostly women, they are housewives, they are mothers, and Repstack takes care of them. Like, we started our menstrual hygiene program, and that got featured on Foodpanda Singapore pages, and they are appreciating Repstack being Pakistani company.
What was this program?
It was menstrual hygiene. So basically what we started was that we got in a collaboration with Foodpanda, and we started sending out sanitary pads to all the women of Repstack every month. And they used to receive them on their doorstep every month. So this initiative, that was a small step that we just did for our female workforce, lekin it created such a great impact ke, like, Pakistan is being praised like a Pakistani company. So that's like something huge for us.
And I think it puts out a statement that, you know, they take care of their female employees.
So I would advise every woman to seek such an opportunity for them, their work is appreciated, and they need to be that strong-willed to put that every inch of their hard work, and they'll see the results.
So, like, to be headstrong, dedicated, and also to sort of, you know, see if the culture of that place resonates with you. And I think your story is an example of that. You know, it's okay to switch. It's okay to move around until you find that place where you feel like, okay, you are appreciated. And I think most importantly, where you can achieve your highest potential and thrive. Because you know what a workplace can do? A workplace can either completely destroy your potential or enhance it.
True.
Right? So I think recognizing that and having that self-awareness, I think it's very important. And what do you think some of the leads that women can take when they're building a career or looking for a job? So, for example, what are some avenues where they can look at, like LinkedIn, or what do you think?
All right. So for the avenue, first, I would always recommend LinkedIn.
Okay.
Because LinkedIn pay, there are so many job openings that come up, and mostly like big good companies, they do come on LinkedIn and they open up their job openings. Other than that, I would suggest that they do go for other platforms like rosie.pk. it's a good platform. Wahan par achhi job openings aati hain. And for me, LinkedIn worked out the best.
And I think an interesting point to note would be that when women are thinking of building their career, they need to invest in upskilling themselves, kind of like you did. So, you know, get courses. If there's a career that you want to excel in, look for jobs on platforms like LinkedIn, RosyPK. At the same time, look for places that can offer courses that you can take to, you know, upskill yourself. And then at the same time, you know, find jobs that can get you the experience in those areas.
Yes.
So a lot of the times, so what I've noticed also in a lot of young people is that they're just focused on the last step of what they want to achieve, but they're skipping the steps in the middle. So a lot of the times you have to find workplaces which are stepping stones. Right. So you can be like, okay, I need to work here so that I can build a certain experience or learn a certain skill, which will eventually get me this dream job that I want. You know, because you can't just get the dream job. So you have to do that work.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting that, you know, once you learn the skills, then you made your profile on Fiverr, and I think there are other platforms like that as well.
Yes.
I think Upwork.
Upwork
Fiverr. And Fiverr. Make your accounts there, you know, get in touch with, find clients, do the work. Usse aapka experience ho jata hai. And then, you know, then get a job that can maybe help you, that can be a stepping stone, and then eventually apply when you're ready. So I think it's also a mistake to just jump in for what you want because you aren't even ready for it.
Exactly.
So you will get a rejection.
Yes.
So first do the work, make yourself ready, and then apply for that position.
True.
Yeah. And of course, I think there's so many other factors like building the right CV, networking, talking to the right people. It's all, you know, there's a lot of steps one can take and do.
And then when you have done the hustle yourself, you would know the importance of that job. You would work hard. You would actually be really serious about it because you have done the whole hustle. You have been through all those stepping stones that you talked about. You have been through all those jobs that helped you land into this specific job.
And I think having a strong foundation and having the being fundamentally strong is more important.
True.
To land that job eventually. Because if you're just going to sort of try to find shortcuts and just get what you want,
you
will be lacking in the fundamentals. So in long term, it's not going to be sustainable.
True.
You will land the job and you won't know what to do.
Totally. And then enabling yourself, like getting the skill set. Because university studies, they are like, studies.
Yeah, it's very basic actually.
They're very basic. You need to enhance your skill set. You need to keep working on yourself. Like right now, I'm doing this job, or sath on the job, Repsec is providing me the trainings on different CRMs, Extendly trainings, different coachings. They want me to keep enhancing my skill set. So this was like, I never even envisioned it that this would happen.
That
a company which is polishing my skill set bhi polish kara rahi hai, and then they're giving me that dream job opportunity as well.
So
I am like, right now, when I work, mera usme se ek ghanta trainings ka hota hai.
Right.
So I train myself. I get my skills even more polished. So, you know, this is something that you need to continue doing. Even if you're a marketing person, if you're a salesperson, account manager, whatever field, even if you're a teacher, you need to keep polishing
making yourself
skills.
Better.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's so important to understand that you have to keep investing in yourself.
Yes.
If you want to be, it's as simple as that. If you want someone to hire you, and that's just hiring, right? Or if you want someone to like you, anything at all, right? If you want to be charismatic, if you want to get whatever it is that you want to get, you have to increase your value so that you can get it.
Yes.
And for that, you have to make that effort into investing yourself so that you take that value pe leke aao, utna worthy banao, and then it's going to happen. You can't be like, okay, you know, I'm going to stay the same and now I'm going to try to get this.
Never. This is never going to happen.
I think it's so important that I think nobody tells you that, you know, like, sit down and like identify your strengths and your weaknesses and then figure out, okay, what does this position require? Do I have those strengths? If I do have those strengths, maybe I can enhance them. If I don't have those strengths, then maybe this job isn't for me.
Yes.
Or if I have weaknesses, then maybe I can I convert them into strengths? You know, I think all of this thinking that we just don't tend to do behind finding the right job for ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's what I have learned, you know, in through your story about career building and finding that job. So thank you for that. Is there anything else you want to say?
I would like to add. I would like to add it for all the people out there that always be yourself. Never force yourself into any decision. If I would have forced myself into medical, it wouldn't have worked out for me, and I know that. I knew that, and if I would have forced myself into my first job, I wouldn't have landed here. If I would have forced myself into teaching, I wouldn't have been satisfied. So never force yourself. Always be yourself, and then always work hard.
Right.
Whenever you work hard, you get the desired outcome.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, internally, if you listen to your intuition, you can always know that you are working sort of, if something or a situation or a place is going against your tide, and you can feel very well if it's going with your tide, and you will always feel a very natural flow when something, you know, is in line with who you are, is aligned with who you are. And no matter how much you're gonna try to go against your tide, or, you know, sort of force yourself to align with something, it's not going to happen. It will be like, you know, banging your head against a wall, repeatedly trying to make this work. So taking a step back to analyze and see, I think it's essential.
True.
Yeah, I think that's some great thoughts. Like, that's a great ending note. So that was a long conversation. Thank you so much for taking out this time, having this conversation with me, sharing all your thoughts. Very insightful, very interesting. And I hope that you guys learned something from this too. It was a different conversation, very refreshing. I don't think I've had a conversation on career building on this platform before. So if there is someone you think who can benefit from this conversation, please share this with them. I personally think there's a lot of people that can benefit from this. And please leave comments if there is something that you want to share. I'd love to read your comments. Don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you again next time. Allah Hafiz.